This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind here on this now back in Keene Friday edition of the show for the last, I don't know, 4 months, I think, 5 months?
It's been a little while.
Most of this year, basically, we've had a special series of episodes of Free Talk Live from the Marianas the Marianas. That's in the Asian Pacific. It's over by Guam, the U.S. Mariana Islands. Sadly, that show has come to a close as of earlier this week. Both of the hosts have tendered their resignations.
Is that do I take it as a crash and burn for the Mariana Islands, or is it
still
ongoing?
Mark Edge, who's one of our main hosts here on Free Talk Live, is planning a move.
Okay.
So he is going to move down there, and when he does that, I imagine the Marianas edition will come back. I don't know what day it'll come back or, you know, how often it'll be on, but
sure.
But it will come back. So, yeah, I mean, there's still what's called the crypto frontier. There's this migration of crypto-friendly people that care about cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin, for instance, coming down to the Mariana Islands. It is U.S. territory, so it's pretty easy for people from the United States to migrate to that place. But sadly, there was some controversy that started over the weekend. There was a co-host of ours, Richie Rich, on Sunday night, who said something that was pretty offensive to a lot of people. And, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I was sitting in the room when it happened, so I did witness it, where a caller had called in and basically asked him if he supported shooting police and National Guardsmen, and he answered in the affirmative that he did. He was immediately opposed on that by Mark, who was sitting in the studio as well. He was the main host on the show. So it wasn't like that opinion just went out with no opposition whatsoever. There was opposition, firm opposition, and a discussion about it.
Was he suggesting that people start attacking the cops?
Correct.
Like kind of randomly, or because
I don't know how random, but yeah,
I listened to a clip and it didn't sound like that to me. But I didn't hear what
you got
to
hear the whole conversation.
Came,
yeah,
what came before?
Right. Yeah, you should have the context for.
And
the
it just seems so discussion. Out of whack with what I normally hear when people advocate for, you know, defensive violence against police.
Well, that's just it. The people who take that position,
yeah,
and Melanie is also one of those people who takes that position, another co-host of ours, those people believe that it's not an attack against the police. That they believe that because the police are the police, because they're wearing a badge, wearing a uniform, they are essentially, it's open season on those people. Simply because they see them as a member of an occupying force or an occupying gang that is constantly using aggression on people. And so, therefore, simply by virtue of wearing the badge or uniform, they believe it is legitimate to target those people. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't agree with that position. I understand where they're coming from. I can see that, and I get the anger that leads to that position. I used to hold anger that was very similar to that until I let it all go.
I think my position on this is sort of, I'm not going to be crying if a cop gets shot, but at the same time, I'm not going to be advocating people to go out there and start shooting cops.
No, me neither.
It doesn't push any agendas forward. It doesn't make progress anywhere.
It could do the opposite. It could result in an even worse police state. It could result in the people who were doing the shooting, which in this case would be, you know, possibly libertarian types, being made out to look like madmen. Psychopaths and, you know, killers, and that could ruin the movement, so to speak, right? Like, it wouldn't look good,
you're
right?
Yeah, so, maybe. I mean, I don't know if I'd go so far as to say it would ruin the movement. I mean, you might attract a different type.
Well, yeah, I mean, that presumes you're gonna survive if you do that. So, and by the way, yesterday was the Marvin Heemeyer's death anniversary. I don't know if there's a term for that, but Marvin Heemeyer was the killdozer guy.
Oh, right.
He was the guy who was pushed so far by these government goons that he built a literal tank And he built it out of like a, I don't know if it was like a caterpillar or something like that, some sort of piece of construction equipment, and put armor around this thing to where he actually essentially sealed himself inside of it because he knew he wasn't going to come out alive, basically.
Right.
And he had a gun in there.
So is this something people are celebrating?
Or is, I think, some people celebrate that. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I don't recall all the details of it, but it was certainly a very interesting case.
An important detail about Marvin Heemeyer is he didn't kill anyone except for himself.
Mm.
He went down with this, you know, souped up armored.
Did
you know,
he kill himself, or was he killed by the police?
From what I understand, he killed himself.
What I remember is that he ended up in somebody's basement in the kill dozer.
What I recall is he got stuck.
I think he was stuck on a traffic area.
Something like that.
Like a median.
The battery ran out of gas or something. Mm-hmm. And then he shot himself. He couldn't do anything further. My recollection of it, what I remember is I think he was being targeted, and the government, between the like city government, I think it was, and some other businesses. So when he got into the kill dozer, he basically tore down some like government buildings, and then he went after the businesses that were using government to basically somehow
oppress him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did shoot himself, according to the Wikipedia story about this. According to this here, two problems arose as he destroyed a hardware store. The radiator of the bulldozer had been damaged and the engine was leaking various fluids. Gamble's had a small basement. That's the name of the hardware store. The bulldozer's engine failed, and Heemeyer dropped one tread into the basement but could not get out. So you're right about the basement. Mm. About a minute later, one of the SWAT team members who had swarmed around the machine reported hearing a single gunshot from the inside of the sealed cab. It was later determined that Heemeyer shot himself in the head with a .357 caliber handgun.
Good caliber. That's what I used to carry.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't celebrate, obviously, the death of the guy. The situation in general is tragic,
more of a remembrance.
But there's something to be said for, I mean, if somebody's going to take me out or make my life not worth living, then I at least want to do them some harm on the way out, and that's just, somebody drives you to the point of suicide, you got to at least give them a bitch smack on the way out.
So, the reason I brought up that fact is that he's sort of held up as one of those guys who went out blasting, right? Except he didn't blast, he went out in a way that sent a message. And it caused some destruction.
But we're remembering it years later.
Right.
So
there was even a documentary recently made about it as well, which
he certainly had an effect.
My roommate watched and said it was excellent. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, I was recapping the idea of why the Marianas show is no more.
Right? Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And what Richie Rich said on Sunday night was pretty controversial. And as I pointed out, even though he was opposed by Mark, who was sitting in the studio with him, on his opinion that, that again, in his words, police and National Guardsmen should be shot, which I don't agree with, I think peace is the solution. Violence is not going to solve anything. Ultimately, it's just going to create more violence. But what essentially happened was there were a couple of our co-hosts, the guys from the Marianas, one of them didn't mention that as his reason for quitting, but he quit this week. Mm-hmm. And then the same day, basically, or like the next day, the other guy, Alex Sovin, sort of tendered his resignation, saying that he had other things he wanted to do.
Mm.
And then Alex tendered his resignation, saying specifically the reason he was quitting was because of what Richie said on the air. Mm. And so I said, you know, I'd like you to reconsider, because it seems a little silly to me to quit doing a show based on what one guy on the show says, who's not even on the same night as you, who's on, you know, a completely different night, and he was opposed in his viewpoint, but, you know, he reconsidered.
Can you imagine how boring the show would be if we all agreed on everything?
I know,
it would
be awful.
It would, and I think one of the great things about Free Talk Live is there's a variety of opinions, and not necessarily just, you know, libertarian opinions, but people calling in who don't agree with us.
His point was that, you know, he's not a radio guy. Ultimately, he's got other things that are important to him, and he felt like this could have put him in jeopardy as far as his reputation was concerned. So, you know, I respect that. That's cool. Good luck. I hope that we'll hear from him again sometime. I hope he'll call in with updates from the crypto frontier. You know, the door isn't closed here at Free Talk Live, right? Like, I didn't want him to go, but that's why we're here. So we're back on Friday nights. Open phones as always. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. live. You can bring us anything that you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Tonight, by the way, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And, you know, Nobody, you did something pretty historic this week. You filed for
Governor. About that. I'm going to clean it up.
You filed for governor. Maybe you will clean up.
Oh, that thing. Maybe that thing. Okay.
Maybe you will clean up some votes. Who knows how this is going to go. Right now, in fact, we should pull up the list here, because as of yesterday afternoon, there were no other candidates.
I'm winning.
Who had yet filed. And so, of course, it's historic because, well, how many times have people actually been able to vote for nobody?
Well, nobody's going to win, so.
Well, that's pretty optimistic. and I hope you're right. I really do. I mean, wouldn't that be amazing?
It would be.
If that actually happened. And there's one thing's for sure. After two plus, coming up on 3 months now, basically, of, like, emergency orders and lockdowns and crackdowns and business restrictions being put into place by the governor in New Hampshire. His name is Chris Sununu. A lot of people are sick and tired of this guy.
So we've seen a lot of examples of things that nobody should do.
Does the governor of New Hampshire have to sign the legislation? And if he doesn't, then they need to get like 3/4 of the House and Senate to pass it.
You're talking about an overturn? You're talking about overturning
veto?
Yeah,
I'm just curious, because like I could have an impact if you had
to
have
two-thirds, I think.
Two-thirds for override?
Yeah.
So basically he could just not sign any legislation if you potentially...
Yeah.
Well, nobody could, you mean?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not signing legislation would certainly...
slow down
would certainly
growth.
Be part of it. I think the most important thing that I'd be able to do realistically, because after a short period of my not signing bills, what I predict is that the Democrats and Republicans would get together and say, well, you know, we need to get these bills through, so I'll compromise on this one so you can get the 2/3 majority. Mm. If you'll compromise on that one, we'll just play ball.
Don't they already do that?
Well, they do, and that's the thing, is they would have to do it more. But the thing that I think I would be able to do that would be most significant would be pardoning people.
Mm, yeah.
I want to pardon every victimless crime in New Hampshire.
That would be huge.
History.
There is an important point about the whole don't sign the thing idea, as opposed to like vetoing a thing, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know how it works. If Daryl were here, he would know off the top of his head. But there's a certain time frame during the year, during the legislative session, where if the governor does nothing, the bill will pass.
Yeah.
There's another time frame where if the governor does nothing, the bill will not pass. Now, I don't know how they figure out when, or there's a certain cutoff or whatever.
Are you talking about a pocket veto?
Yeah, there's something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Which isn't really very important, because, you know, even if it gets effectively vetoed without him vetoing it. I mean, he could have signed the thing. He's just being lazy. He saved himself some pen strokes.
Sure, but there's a certain time frame where if you don't sign it, it passes, right? So there's like it's essentially the opposite of a pocket
veto. Yeah, that's just what I was thinking. I was thinking,
be sure to sign the veto, though.
I was thinking if you don't sign it, it doesn't pass unless... But that would be you'd have to veto something rather than not sign it.
Yeah, you would want to veto.
Okay, yeah. I'm just thinking about this a little bit wrong, too.
So, but yeah, check out electnobody.com. We went down there on Wednesday morning. Nobody was the first, what we thought was the first scheduled candidate to get in at 8:30 in the morning, because the hours of the office have been adjusted due to the whole COVID thing, and they were supposedly opening at 8:30, but I guess they actually opened at 8 that day, so actually the Libertarian contingent beat us to it, so technically Daryl filed for governor before nobody did, and actually they are the only two candidates right now in the race. There's no Democrat yet, and there's no other Republican.
I have challenged him to a debate, because Sununu hasn't gotten back to me yet. The other thing that I was thinking...
Sununu's not running yet.
I was thinking it would be interesting. What if we offer a bounty? Like, we'll give you $5 worth of Bitcoin if you If you send us a video of yourself telling Sununu to debate nobody.
That'd be sweet.
You know?
That's not buying votes, so it seems like it might be legal.
No, it's
just paying for videos.
Exactly.
That's a great idea.
I think it would be interesting.
That's a great idea because, you know, you have to find this guy. He's, you know, if he's in his office, you can't go in. The whole building is locked. We were at the at the State House with the Libertarians, and we were talking about
this. I bet I could get into that building if I wanted to. Well, when I was a computer consultant, one of the things that I did, because you're always on the job for like a month before you get your security badge and your credentials and all that, so I became an expert in just wandering into any corporate headquarters in America just by looking like I was knowing where,
what
like
you were doing.
I knew where I was going and possibly carrying a clipboard.
Right. and getting through the security. So, again, if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. But what if, now, I mean, this is pretty optimistic, but what if we're 3 days in, there's a whole week left for filing, so there's plenty of time for the governor in New Hampshire to go ahead and file for his reelection. I think this will be his third or fourth term that he's going for. He's been in there for two or three terms at this point. But what if he doesn't file?
I mean,
yeah, he's expected to, right? Like, people think he's going to file because he's the incumbent.
Right.
But, and I don't follow him closely. Maybe he has announced already that he intends to file. Maybe he has. But what if? What if Sununu's thought process is like, he knows he's pissed people off, right? He's got to know. There have been protests out front of the State House. Hundreds of people have been out front of the State House protesting his orders. Most of them right-wingers, right? So I've been to a couple of these.
So you're saying his support base doesn't support him?
I don't know how much of his support base supports him. They're going to support him if it's only Sununu versus the Democrat, because the Democrat that wants to run is worse than Sununu is on the whole crackdown
thing. Right.
But what if Sununu's just like, you know what, I'm going to leave my legacy as it is, I'm going to call myself a success, and I'm going to leave office, and I'm leaving on high here.
Said anything about running, or...
That's the thing, I don't follow him, so I have no idea what
he has said.
Maybe he has said he's going to run.
So we're just assuming he's the incumbent at this point.
Well, he is an incumbent.
Well, he's definitely the incumbent.
He would be if
he took office.
But if he doesn't run...
See what you mean. Yeah. He's not an incumbent if he's not running again.
Right.
Which would mean that it would be an open race,
right?
And then somebody else could file against nobody, and then you'd have two people fighting for a seat that's completely open. So it's going to be interesting to see how this pans out, because again, nobody was the first Republican to file. He's currently the only Republican in the race. Now, of course, he's actually a Libertarian. Everybody knows that about him. We have yet to get some fresh media out of this, so I think at some point the viral potential here is very, very high. Nobody could end up going international.
Something that worries me, though, if I go ahead and run for office in the Libertarian Party in the future, are you going to get all upset and say, oh, he's just another Republican coming in our party?
No.
He was...
Remember, I'm also a registered Republican. All three of us are, as a matter of fact.
Technically.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. That's because it's a lot easier to run as a Republican.
They don't let you run if you're a Libertarian, practically.
Pretty much. Daryl's going to have to go out and get signatures.
Yeah.
Unless he can sue the state, which they're going to do. More coming up.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says an economic recovery is coming a little sooner than he thought. Speaking at a medical products company in Maine, the president says the stock market and jobs are booming.
It's amazing. So we absolutely shattered expectations, and this is the largest monthly jobs increase in American history. Americans, think of that. That's a long time, right?
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell is bracing residents for a natural disaster that could hit the city this weekend.
Pay attention. Get yourselves ready. Prepare for rain. Gather your supplies.
Tropical storm Cristobal is heading for Mexico but could regain force in the Gulf and reach Louisiana as early as Sunday. The mayor lifting parking restrictions so people can seek higher ground and adding New Orleans will survive the storm like it has so many times before. You're listening to USA Radio News. Protests over the death of George Floyd are expected to continue over the weekend. FBI Director Christopher Wray saying peaceful protests are okay, but rioting and looting distracts from the message.
We're seeing people who are exploiting this situation to pursue violent extremist agendas, anarchists like Antifa and other agitators.
The mayor of Washington, D.C. is asking President Trump to remove from the city the troops and federal law enforcement officers who are there as part of the beefed-up security efforts because of the George Floyd protests. Members of the Utah National Guard are being kicked out of their Washington, D.C. hotel rooms, and Utah Senator Mike Lee isn't too happy.
They're being evicted. If the office of the mayor of the city of Washington has ended their contract with the Marriott Marquis Hotel, they'll get off at 10 a.m. tomorrow, and I'm told at that point they'll have to go gather their things and go find another place to stay.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
And Chris.
You can also go to bitcoin.com to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Get the basics. It is not too late, by the way. Bitcoin's flirting with about, I think, $9,700 today. It had crossed the $10,000 mark within the last, I believe, 24 to 48 hours. So it's down a little bit from that peak there, but there's a bright future ahead for cryptocurrency. It is a technology that is not going away, and if you haven't taken the time to learn about it yet, while you got a little extra time on your hands, you should do that. Go to Bitcoin.com, get started in the world of cryptocurrency. That's Bitcoin.com. We've been talking about Nobody, who is not only a host of the show here on Free Talk Live, but also a candidate for office in the state of New Hampshire, one of, by the way, the worst states as far as their crackdown on the whole COVID-19, as far as their crackdown on freedom.
Well, it was a big improvement for me. I mean, I started out in Michigan, and that governor has been awful.
No, I'm going to tell you, man, Sununu's worse. Sununu is worse than
the New York
girl. Huh?
Even the New York?
No, not worse than New York.
Okay.
I said one of the worst. I didn't say he was the worst.
Fair enough.
But this lady, this Michigan governor, who's been getting a lot of negative press and a lot of protests she rolled back her orders before Sununu rolled back his. And Sununu hasn't rolled anything, you know, much of anything back yet. Mm-hmm. There's still ridiculous restrictions on restaurants and businesses. I did hear, now I haven't looked at the news to verify this, but I heard from an attorney today that Sununu has announced, and maybe we could pull up, you know, whatever press release or whatever, but that Sununu has announced that they will be reopening the insides of restaurants with, quote, 100% capacity.
Wait, what?
There's a catch.
What does that mean?
Well,
I mean, I would think it means it clearly is not what it's going to mean.
Okay, so what's been happening in these various states, yeah, as they so-called reopen, is there's all these arbitrary provisions of, okay, restaurants, you can reopen, but you can only reopen with 25% of your maximum seating capacity.
Right.
So each restaurant is rated for a certain number of maximum seats.
Right, right.
And the rules say you can't have more than 25%. In some states, it's 50%, right?
Uh-huh.
So there's like a difference in the different states. So Sununu's claiming it, apparently. This is what an attorney told me again. I have not verified it. But the attorney said that Sununu's claiming he's going to reopen with 100% capacity, but all the tables need to be 6 feet away from one another.
Oh, so they won't.
It
won't be possible to do
50% capacity or 20.
Yeah, it won't be possible to do actual
100%
capacity. Right. Then.
See, what we'll have to do is just put tiny, tiny tables in the middle and sit there with our food on the lap. But we can get food. We can get tables that are like 6 inches in diameter.
Right.
You know, that's kind of interesting. I wonder, so where's the, you know, 6 feet, where's the measurement start coming from? Like,
totally arbitrary.
They use a ruler.
No, you would need a tape measure.
I'm just wondering, like, what is it normally? Like, how far apart? Like, I mean,
what is it normally for tables?
Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of, this is a rural state, so, like, tables, like, the spaces in most of these restaurants are pretty, like, there's usually a lot of space in most of these restaurants.
Yeah, really.
Usually, I mean, compared to cities like New York or, like...
Usually you want to have enough space so your customers can walk unimpeded between tables, right?
Right.
You don't want them having...
And your server.
I'm wondering, I'm just wondering, like, also, what percentage of a business is typically... You know, full, I guess on like a Saturday night or a Friday night, it would be maybe.
I mean, you want to get, if you're running a restaurant, I'm not a restaurateur,
right,
okay,
right.
But I've known some of them in my time.
Yeah, sure.
If you want to run a restaurant, there's got to be 70%, 80%, 80%+ nights, right? Like, you've got to have certain times, certain hours where you're at 80%. You've got to have a lot of people in there. The reason you have the floor space you have is so you can fill it with warm bodies, hopefully, consuming your food. And so now...
Ideally.
This joker, Sununu, is saying, oh, yeah, 100%, but you have to have 6 feet away from each other, which means it's not 100%.
Well,
it's a fraction.
Well, that's why I'm just wondering, like, how far are they currently apart from each other? Because
you mean prior to all this?
Yeah, because this
not
is not,
far, not
New
six
York
feet.
City, and the tables aren't right next to each other. You're not on top of people at most restaurants, and at least Keene. You go into a restaurant in Keene, you're usually a pretty good distance, depending on the restaurant.
I mean, I don't know if I agree with you on that.
Like Local Burger. I mean, if you look at Local Burger, the tables aren't that close, right?
Yeah,
and there's actually
close.
Quite a bit of space in between, like, for people to walk.
No, they're pretty close.
I mean, usually they're going to be at least...
And they're not usually full.
It's
not
3 or 4 feet together because apart, because you have to be able to, you know, leave room for your more corpulent staff
and that's why
customers.
That's also why I'm wondering, like, you know, where are you measuring from? Is it from the chair or is it from the, you know, fully out
good
or
question.
Is it from, like, the actual table? I mean, if it's from the actual table, you know, it might, I don't know, like 6 feet.
Six feet is further than
maybe like
6 feet. You
the
basically
size of this table
can,
here, right? So
6 feet. If you're
yeah.
like a standard guy, like you're, you know, 6 foot tall guy, if you hold both of your arms straight out, hand to hand, that's about 6 feet.
I feel like the tables might already be in a lot of restaurants 6 feet from each other.
I don't think so. But anyway, well, let's move on.
Yeah, I don't know.
The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you work in restaurants and you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us here. The toll free number again, 855-450-3733. So, the claim was that they're going to reopen the restaurants with indoor service, but for whatever reason, they're not going to allow bars.
Wait, what?
So the bars still have to stay closed.
So, but there's no distinction between bars in New Hampshire, right, from what I understand, right?
Well, the alcohol is a disinfectant, so they're afraid people might not get as sick and
fine. Okay, wouldn't it make more sense to just ban the serving of alcohol or something?
It would make more sense for them to just go home and leave people alone.
I understand that, but what I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me that they would just ban bars because there's not a distinction between bars and non-bars in New Hampshire.
It's
your alcohol license and whether you're, because I'm just thinking if they're going to say, you know, anybody with an alcohol license, you're going to be shutting down restaurants, a lot of restaurants, because it's pretty easy
to
get a license.
No, that's not it. From what I understand, if there is a bar at the restaurant, they can't run it. They can't have the bar.
Oh, okay. So they just have to shut down the physical bar, not...
I think that's my understanding.
Not
here's
the restaurant.
Story,
okay.
And by the way, there's supposed to be, or there was supposed to be, and I think it's still planned, some sort of a beach protest scheduled in New Hampshire for this weekend. Too little, too late. Because Sununu came in today and unlocked the beaches just one day before they were going to have a mass protest on the beaches.
Maybe just the threat thereof was enough of a.
It may have been an effect.
Yeah.
I suspect it was. Amid protests and a pandemic, this story from WMUR in New Hampshire. Sununu said it's a difficult time for the country in New Hampshire, but he says there's still a lot of work to be done as he announced Friday changes to his stay-at-home order and new guidance for restaurants and weddings. As New Hampshire grapples with those issues, the governor said he is going to be making an announcement today. Quote, our intent is to take June 15th and look at transforming the stay-at-home order into something like an advisory and allowing some more flexibility. So what he's saying is it wasn't an advisory before, it was an order, even though they use the term guidance, and guidance suggests that it's voluntary.
Yeah,
that's a suggestion.
It's very manipulative, I think, when they use the word guidance when it's an actual order.
So apparently this is not, even though it was published today, no, sorry, that was published yesterday. So I haven't found the actual story about this. It's got to be out there somewhere. If you want to weigh in, you can do that here. Coming up, we've also got some interesting news to share sort of on the national scale. Lots of protests are going to be happening tomorrow across the United States. The Black Lives Matter events, George Floyd remembrances, vigils, things like that. But apparently the ones in D.C. have been getting more intense. And they're expecting to have a mega protest at the White House tomorrow.
I wonder if that was the plan behind killing Floyd in the first place.
What do you mean?
Well, I kind of thought and have thought from the beginning that based on I don't know what it's based on. It's based on the appearance of the cop when he was killing Floyd, the fact that he looked like he wasn't even paying attention to what he was doing. He just had this, MK Ultra stare. And I always kind of
thought... You think he was, like, programmed?
I don't know if he was programmed or you know, if he was just
like a
hey, we won't tell people you're a pedophile.
Hold that thought. We'll continue here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Massive protests continue across the United States. Big one expected in front of the White House tomorrow. We can get into the details on what's expected. Also, I got a little bit more information here from NHPR, that's New Hampshire Public Radio, about the latest announcements from the Tyrant King, Chris Sununu, who is the governor here.
His Excellency.
Yep, that's how they refer to him in the 49 different emergency orders that he has issued over the last 2.5 months. And so I had said that bars would have to remain closed. That was what an attorney had told me earlier today. But according to the stay-at-home 2.0 food services industry guidance document that apparently was released, it looks like today, according to this document, bars can open in restaurants while following social distancing protocols between groups or individuals seated at the bar. So we could go to the bar, Chris, under these rules, and sit together because we know each other.
Okay.
That's apparently fine. But if we don't know somebody, then they have to sit our group 6 feet away from another person at the bar. According to the story, customers are not allowed to stand/mingle in the bar area and must be seated. No groups interacting with each other.
The thing is, that's going to be completely unenforceable because it's really easy to say, oh, yeah, this guy lives next door to me. He's on the other side of the duplex. He's right. My downstairs neighbor. We had hot, steamy sex last night. Whatever you want to say.
Right.
How do they know any different?
Well, yeah, and that's just it. One of the frustrations for owners in this case, and there's a local bar owner who I've talked to about the restrictions that are being forced upon him, and he's frustrated because he knows he can't really control his customers.
Of course not.
You know? Not that he wants to. He doesn't want to tell his customers what to do. But he knows that if he tells his customers what to do, that a certain portion, probably a majority of them, are going to do whatever they want anyway, either because they don't care about these stupid rules, or they're too drunk. they're going to just, you know, get up and walk over and they see their buddy like Rich was, or
well,
nobody was saying.
Ian, well, Ian, you know, the bar owner shouldn't be serving them to the point where they're drunk.
That's the whole point of it. You can serve to where they're drunk, just not too drunk. There's a certain point beyond which you're supposed to stop serving them. I don't know how they train.
Well, and the bar should close down.
Well, that's what some people believe. And so what has happened is the city gang has come after one of these bar owners and told him, basically, if you can't keep your customers in line, we're going to shut you down. We're going to fine you. We're going to arrest you. We're going to come after you. And so instead of try to do that, he just pulled his tables off the porch, because, again, you can only open outside here in New Hampshire since in the last couple of weeks. And he's just given up, and he's just hoping that he can survive until he's allowed to actually let customers into his business again.
And interestingly enough, that was like the day before other restaurants started opening in Keene. So it's almost like maybe they were trying to just, you know, make more business for their friends by giving a hard time to somebody they didn't like so much.
Well, we know the reports came in, at least some of them came from the owner of the business across the street.
Yeah.
So it was his competition that absolutely was going after him.
That's how the Salem witch trials worked. A lot of the people who turned people in for being witches were people who had like long-standing disputes with them.
Oh, this is a surprise.
Or they lusted after their land for a long time. When buying and selling are regulated, regulators are the first thing bought and sold.
This is the biggest problem with laws, passing laws. They're never used in a sane manner. They're always used to effectively, you know, persecute somebody by some other interest. They're used selectively, in other words. So they might sound good on paper, but in reality, you know, most of the time they just don't get enforced, except for when, you know, somebody's got, you know, an agenda, and then it's only enforced on, you know, whoever it is, you know, that they're trying to oppress.
Being a programmer, they never sound good to me on paper, because, you know, every time I hear it, the laws are always so general.
Oh, yeah.
And they try to be one size fits all. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I can think of half a dozen cases where that's going to break. You need to write more code if you want to make this work.
It's interesting because, you know, when they write these laws, you're right, they're very broad, but they often delegate, you know, like a decision effectively. You don't really get a trial. It gets delegated to like a police officer or whatever, or some bureaucrat to decide what exactly is and isn't acceptable. And it's like, even if that's not what the law says, well, because we delegated it, you know, the law says it's delegated effectively to a police officer, you're breaking the law without even being able to know the law, because it's not actually in the law.
But, and this isn't even law in this case. This is just a governor writing some stuff down, calling it an order, and then you've got men with guns.
The law, which is repugnant to the Constitution, is
right.
No
sure
law
is.
At all.
And now, and there's, I think, an argument, and I hope somebody can make this argument somehow, like, you know, in court, that the entire authorization for emergency orders is unconstitutional. The entire law that backs the governor's ability to write these emergency orders in the first place is unconstitutional.
Yeah, it seems to be
that it's unlikely that that's going to happen. Because effectively, we've had Supreme Court rulings like repeatedly over, you know, hundreds of years, effectively says that they can do these orders in emergency circumstances. Whether or not I'm not saying I agree with it, but I am saying that does seem to be where things are ultimately headed. Now, there is one interesting case, but I think that do you know if that was a state court, Supreme Court decided that it was unconstitutional, or like state at the state level unconstitutional?
That what
was that, Michigan?
Are you talking about Wisconsin?
The governor,
Wisconsin.
That was the state though.
Yes, state of Wisconsin Supreme Court overturned all the governor's orders, as I understand it.
Right,
that's
right.
What I heard.
So, yeah, I don't know. I suspect it's not going to happen in New Hampshire. I mean, we've already seen, I think there was one case in New Hampshire that went to the Supreme Court, and they basically said no.
What happened in New Hampshire was there was a case early on where three people challenged the governor's orders, stay-at-home orders, or whatever it was.
Yeah, it was involving a church, wasn't it?
No, not a church.
What?
Just three people who wanted to, like, go to work or something
okay.
like that. And they lost at the district court level. That attorney decided he did not want to take that case to the Supreme Court.
Oh, okay. So it was only not, the district court.
Yeah, there was no precedent.
The attorney didn't want to, or the client?
The attorney
didn't
did not want to. The attorney made the call to not go higher up.
Okay.
You want to take the right case.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, that is true. Yeah. I mean, Rosa Parks was not the first person to refuse to give her seat up. She was the appropriately sympathetic person who would be a good public face for the issue.
It's often hard to get a good case to the Supreme Court because you'll see the prosecution drop it. You know, oftentimes if it's a bad case, it's not in their favor. So.
That's definitely a thing.
Yeah.
So according to the restrictions here on bars, not only are customers not allowed to stand or mingle in the bar area, which is, of course, the whole point behind a bar. I mean, yeah, there's the point of the lonely guy comes in, he's sad, he drinks alone, right? Okay, so that happens. But for the most part...
Yeah, with nobody in.
But for the most part, bars are kind of about socializing, right? It's kind of about going in and, you know, people have a few drinks to lower their inhibitions, and then they talk to somebody, right? And they meet people who they otherwise wouldn't meet. Maybe they get a date or something like that. Sorry, can't do that now. Not any, no mingling allowed. Also, games and other bar functions, and then they specify, like pool, billiards, darts, arcade games, etc., are not allowed. So, you're only allowed to go in and drink alone in the bar, or... You're only allowed to go in with a friend, or two friends, or how many friends you have. Your friends and you can sit together, but you can't talk to anybody.
Is there a limit to how many people you can, go in as a group that you know with?
That's another good question.
Because, I know a lot of people. Like, I mean, we could get 50 people together. Right. Like,
They're all my friends.
Right.
What's the problem?
If we could fill up the whole restaurant, or bar, or whatever.
Oh, here's another interesting aspect. Indoor seated dining is allowed in 6 counties.
Wait, what?
6 counties. However, seated dining areas limited in capacity to the number of people / tables where table spacing is able to be maintained as outlined below, which we were talking about the 6-foot rules, and congregating in other locations is avoided. So you're not allowed to congregate with other customers in the lobby or the reception, or they even say in the bathrooms here. And then they say indoor seated dining is allowed in the other 4 counties, so like the more populated counties.
Uh-huh.
But seated dining at 50% capacity based on New Hampshire's building and fire code. So all kinds of ridiculous restrictions are still in place. So even they're, and this isn't until June 15th. So there's still 2 more weeks away before you'll be able to actually go inside a restaurant and sit down and eat. And then, of course, there's going to be somebody with a damn mask on serving you and all those other BS rules. More coming up here. Hour 2's next. Share your thoughts.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.